Well, I am absolutely delighted to be here with Minister Michael Healy-Rae in Muckross House, and I am so appreciative of the support that he has given me. I'm looking forward now to going inside and seeing some of the traditional crafts. So I really want to say to you, Minister, thank you so much, Gura Mila Mahagut, for being here today. And it's great. I love being in Muckross House. It's not my first time here, and it's great to be back. And it's getting bigger and better every time. And the gardens are as beautiful as ever.
Michael, can I ask you, did when you made the nomination, were you hoping for a day like today to visit, get her a visit and give her your full backing and support?
Well, I'll put it to you this way, Gerry. It's very unusual to see Healy-Rae being involved in an election or a campaign that doesn't involve a Healy-Rae. Yes, we have other people in Kerry County Council, but for a big election like this, the only reason that I am doing this and the reason that I'm supporting Heather is because I believe in her. And I really do. And I think, you know, I won't say anything about anybody else that's on the field. Best of good luck to everybody. But I'm looking for experience. I'm looking for ability, nationally and internationally. We're in a troubled world at present. And I really believe that having a president who's cool, calm, experienced, facing out there, dealing with the issues, knowing the constraints of what that role means, I really think that Heather Humphreys is the right person for that. And that's why I'm only one little small person, and I'm just lending my support to her. I'm delighted to welcome her here to Killarney. She is in the tourism capital of the Western world today, in Killarney town. And being in Kerry, it's great to have her here. And I hope that the people of Kerry, when they're making up their minds, that they will look for ability and proven experience. And Heather has that in abundance.
Were you surprised, Heather, when you got the nomination from Michael?
No, I have known Michael now for a long time. I've known him and I've seen him as a very, very hard-working TD from Kerry, but he's a real rural man, and he speaks up for people in rural Ireland. I got to know him particularly well as Minister for Rural and Community Development, and I've worked closely with him. So I was very, very happy when he said he would support me. In fact, he was one of the men that rang me to encourage me to go forward.
Okay. Michael, were you disappointed, or what's your view on the fact that Maria Steen didn't get on the ballot paper? You gave her your vote to try and make that happen.
I absolutely did, and why that was in the interest of democracy. And I really think that it would have been no harm whatsoever to Heather's campaign. I know that Heather would have no problem in the world in her being there, because sometimes when you're running for an election, the more candidates that are there, we're all Democrats. And I think, and I'll use the word again, I think it was mean of other people, do not delay and finally to just say no. Lending your support like that to somebody, even if you weren't going to back them afterwards, there was nothing wrong with that. So I'm glad I wrote my name to nominate her, and I was one of the 18. I'm glad of that. I'm sorry she didn't get on the paper. But what you have to deal with now is political reality. The reality is we have three people on the ballot paper, and in my humble opinion, Heather Humphreys is the best placed person to be the next President of Ireland.
Just one question for you finally. There's talk and discussion, or perhaps maybe a voting pact between yourself and Fianna Fáil, yourself and Jim Gavin. What's your view on that possibility?
Yeah, well, it's early days yet, and I'm looking for number one votes, if possible. I'm humbly asking the people of this country to put their trust in me and to support me. I hope that they do that. I'll be outlining my case as to why I should be the next President of Ireland.